Yeah. Eldis and Pete came with me. We went to IHOP. I got food poisoning.
Nice.
I was shitting and puking at the same time.
Yeah, that happened to me in Virginia too, in Nick's car.
Yes, we've talked about. This keeps happening. Probably
we talk about it a lot.
Yeah, but there's not many stories we have when you consider that we spent the last 3 years doing nothing but this podcast.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like,
what? It's our life experience is over.
Oh, you're done.
There's nothing new. So now we have to be like, yeah. And one time, a guy saw me wearing a yellow shirt and called me gay.
Mm-hmm. Damn, did that happen?
No.
Oh.
But I did remember
about that. Seemed like a fake story.
That was setting off alarms.
You're making that up,
dude.
You're
bragging.
Cool.
Sorry,
dude. That's fake.
I don't
know.
Own a yellow shirt. Uh-huh. I did remember a time where a guy made fun of me because I was crying because I had found out that my uncle. No, not that I was gay. I found out that like one of my uncles, basically, you know, when it's like a friend of the family that you call an uncle, that he
when
he
I was 4
died.
Years old, I cried because I thought I was gay because I cleaned my room and my uncle died.
Yes, that's correct.
That
that's
lyric?
That song. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
He thought he was gay because his room was tidy.
Yeah,
which honestly, pretty gay.
He's gay.
I'm so glad that guy disappeared.
Macklemore. Suck Dicklemore.
Yeah.
I mean, just like it was obvious to everybody that guy was garbage.
Yeah.
And then
he won Rap Album of the Year over Good Kid, Mad City, which is one of the biggest travesties of all time.
Travesties.
It was one of the biggest travesties of all time. He's rich as fuck, though, dude. One hit single and you're like a fucking billionaire.
From the thrift store song?
Dude, thrift store. That man is caked up for eternity off that alone.
Damn. Yeah. We should write a hit song.
But okay, let's do Fuck Store.
No, not Fuck Store. It can't be a parody. It has to be an original song.
It isn't. That's oh yeah.
It has to be about. So he likes going to the thrift store. So it has to be about something
we
like
to
do. Yeah, with our free time.
Nick could write.
Going to the gym or something.
Kissing a guy.
No, I mean it doesn't have to follow the formula of something we like doing.
Yes, it does.
No, but that's how
it's a hit maker.
Found something that other people like to do.
No, no. The songs that do well are about like. It, describing emotional abuse and framing it as love. That's how you write an iconic song.
Okay.
It's like, okay. I didn't want to cheat on you, but I found out that, you know, I could. Girl, I didn't want to betray your trust until I found out this other bitch would let me smash.
That's a good one.
Yeah, right.
I cherish you and I love you.
I want to be with you forever until I get a chance to fuck this other bitch who I thought she wasn't interested.
I thought no other girls but you wanted to fuck me.
But then I wrote that song and it blew up.
Oh, wow. This is meta, dude.
Yeah.
You wrote the song before you did it.
Yeah. Wow. Now everybody wants to fuck me. And I think that I should. I think I earned it.
All right. I think we got it, dude.
I love you. Yeah, I love you, but I earned more than that pussy.
Yeah.
By P. Bo Bryson.
No, what's our group name?
If ever I get a chance to fuck another bitch, I will. We had a once in a lifetime, but then I found out I could fuck another bitch. If ever you're in my arms again, this time I'll lie about cheating.
I've learned my lesson, girl.
I found out my friend who is a legitimate psychopath told me that it will make your relationship better.
It will.
Because
if the pussy be trash.
Because it,
then you
it
love your bitch girlfriend more.
That it confirms how much you love the person?
No, I didn't say that.
What was the point you made then?
I
do it in
that,
the song, so it's not about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
First of all, I did not say this, but I was thinking about my dad. And he was he's been with the same bitch for 40 years. And what if one time he just got pussy and then decided that he was already with his soulmate?
That's true. You should be able to fuck someone else every 10 years to check in.
40 years is a long time.
40 years is too long for no pussy. Long time to fuck the same pussy.
40 years is a long time.
The polyanthem. The non-monogamy anthem. One, I love you, but your pussy is trash.
Anyways, yeah, if you could write a song
if
like that.
If I could just fuck another bitch if every I could once just in fuck a while.
Just one extra bitch. That's
just
all I'm asking.
Just one more bitch.
Just let me fuck one extra bitch. I only
want one
extra pussy.
I just
want
to fuck one more pussy.
Yeah, we
baby.
Should we get like a big church choir. Could be a big orchestra.
One more. You pussy know I love me. You, but I can't deal with just one pussy. You know I gotta have just one extra pussy.
Damn, dude, we got a couple in here.
Yeah.
That I really
whole
like.
Whole compilation. Mm-hmm. Time Warner Classics presents. Hi, I'm Jonathan Frakes. Have you ever wanted to fuck another bitch? It's just beyond belief. Mm-hmm. It's both a compilation of songs mm-hmm. about cheating, but it's also the show
it's
Beyond Belief.
It's an episode of Beyond Belief.
Yeah. It's just him riding up on that bicycle. Have you ever wanted to fuck another bitch?
Totally true.
Yeah.
100% correct.
How about the one about the guy that cheated on his wife with cancer? It's true. A similar guy did something that cool years ago in Sacramento. In the 1980s, a man in Sacramento got an extra pussy.
Just stories of guys cheating and getting away with it.
VH1 storytellers. Yeah. I wrote this song.
What about the guy whose wife's car broke down while he was at home having sex with his sister?
That well, one's true too.
It's true.
They're all true.
Yeah.
People should be with each other for a lifetime.
What about the one? What about the bitch that thought she could cheat on her husband as well, and everything turned out okay? We made it up. It's completely false.
Women are to be conquered. Totally false.
Yeah. What about the guy that lied to his wife and said he entered a pussy eating contest at the state fair?
And that's why his face smelled like pussy.
That's why he had a bunch of pussy juice in his beard. It's true. It's
true. I love it.
What about the guy that decided to not cheat on his wife and he remained happily married for the rest of his life? Not this time.
Not this time. Completely false.
Not this time.
No chance.
That one's bullshit.
That one's complete
bullshit. That one's a bunch of shit.
Just one more pussy.
Coming up on Beyond Belief.
Give me one more little taste of clit.
A guy that was able to fuck a woman who works at Panda Express and his wife never found out about it.
Boo, 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 boo.
Isn't that the next file?
Yeah. All of them have the same song. Beyond Belief. A show where guys get extra pussy. And their wives don't find out about it. Hosted by Jonathan Frakes.
Honey, what are you watching? Nothing.
I'm watching a fucking
watching
show.
A show. You fucking bitch.
Stop. Oh, so I can't watch the show now. So the
he's
show.
Just
I,
taking notes. He's got a fucking legal pad out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now the shows describe okay. my behavior.
Time. I can't watch shows. Oh, I guess. Oh, you watch the L Word. You're a fucking lesbian, oh, huh? That's you, how it yeah. works.
You watch Sesame Street with the baby.
Oh, I'm
I guess.
A Muppet now.
I would think you're just a fucking blue bitch who lives in a trash can or something.
So I watch one little show about cheating on your wife,
and it's
take
my
notes,
favorite show. And it's because I like the guy from Star Trek. Because I think he's a good actor.
Sue me for liking him, bitch.
Yeah, he
sue,
is.
Take me to fucking court.
No,
and
it
sue
does count
that.
As acting. He's doing a good performance as this guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess dude. It's easy to act now. You fucking do. Oh, you host a show.
Oh, you're
oh, you
good
can
at
host
acting.
A show
oh,
now.
Oh, you're good at acting. Maybe it's because you're the one who cheated.
Maybe it's
because
you're acting like a fucking bitch right now that you're good at
I'm
fucking
sorry.
Acting.
I went too far with that one, I'm but sorry. You need to understand how angry you make me. What about the guy who was angry, so he cheated on his wife for getting
oh, oh wait, wait, just clicking, getting the remote. No, not this one. You're right, it's a bad show, it's a bad show.
And I wanna fuck a whore that's not you.
What about the guy who pretended to have cancer so he could fuck a bunch of nurses?
The nurses.
So he could spend weeks in the hospital fucking all the nurses.
They have legally that if you press the button,
it's part of care.
They're on call.
It's in the Hippocratic Oath.
A similar story happened in Saudi Arabia.
The suck dick Hippocratic
Oath. 1970s.
Saudi Arabia, you could film season after season of that show. Mm-hmm. They don't even. It's not even cheating. They just get extra
beyond
bitches.
Belief in Iran. They're like, "Hi, I am Jahanjar Frakes, and this is beyond the belief. And this is a study that is a Jewish man who took a baby and he fucked it and drank the blood from the baby so he could make breast milk himself." And it worked. And he sold the breast milk to Muslim and Christian families. But the milk was poison. And for 10,000 years, they become slaves to the Jew. That one was true. That one is a true story.
A story about a woman driving a car.
And there's a woman.
Totally false.
That one is fake.
That one is complete fiction.
About the story about a man who is gay, but he lives happily in Iran. We made that up.
Wait, Iran's not that bad, is it?
Yeah. Aren't they cool?
It's bad.
Yeah, they make you get a pussy.
They make
whoa,
you become
really?
Trans.
They find out you're gay, they make you become trans.
Damn, the Middle East really got... Because they were
that's
cool.
Why Trump wants to go to war with them. Because he thinks that's pretty jacked up.
Oh, really? It's for trans?
Like I have a lot
it's for gay visibility?
I have a lot of friends in the LGBT community.
I love that he's like just in North Korea right now being like, it's great here. Everything's great. They got a lot of... The demilitarized zone is beautiful.
It's beautiful. There's
I would
good
love,
pussy here.
We've been... me and Kim Jong-un have been talking about the new Toy Story. Neither of us really understand it.
Oh, fuck.